she starts pacing again. No, and he won't. Where he comes from, there are different rules for people like me. You're employable. You're human. I can feel her working her jaws as if she's about to spit. Let's just say there are minorities it's still okay to shit on. I wince. He led me to believe that, well, if you don't think he's going to try to buy you, what's he got on you? Besides the obvious. She tenses. He's got you. That's bad enough, in case you hadn't figured it out. Whoops. He knows all about your curse. The idea begins to sink in. Tell me about McMurray. You worked with him, right? In exactly what capacity? He made me. Her voice is chilly enough to liquefy nitrogen. I'd rather not discuss it. Sorry, but it's relevant. I'm still trying to work out what's going on. How Billington turned him. I wonder what the key was, if it's just money, like Billington said, or if there's something else we can use. Ramona snorts. Don't waste your time. When I get out of here, I'm going to kick his ass. I pause. I think you may be wrong about Billington. I think he has every intention of trying to buy you. He's got your heart's desire in a box, if you'll just turn a trick for him. You English guys, you've got such a way with words. Look, I don't bribe, okay? It's not a matter of being too honest, it's just not possible. Suppose, for the sake of argument, I go down for him and he gives me whatever it is you're hinting at in return. What happens then? Has that occurred to you? I'd be dead meat, Bob. No way can he let me walk. Not so fast. I mean, I think he's nuts, but I think he believes that if he succeeds, there won't be an after, in the conventional sense. He'll be home clean and dry, immune to any consequences. I put the offer Angleton, my boss, gave me on the table, and Billington just laughed at me. He laughed off about $5 billion at today's exchange rate. He's not in this for the money. He's in it because he thinks he's going to come out of it owning the entire planet. She snorts theatrically. How boring. Just another billionaire necromancer cruising the Caribbean in his thinly disguised guided missile destroyer, plotting total world domination. I shudder. You think you're joking? He monologued at me. With PowerPoint. He what? And you're still sane? Obviously, I underestimated you. I shake my head. I didn't have much choice. I figure we're stuck here for the duration, or at least until he gets wherever he's taking us. The other ship? Yeah, there's that. I stand up and walk over to the sliding door at the far side of the room. The bathroom beyond it is small but perfectly formed. There's no porthole, though. If we could figure out a way to spring you, could you do your invisibility thing? The question takes me by surprise. Not sure. Damn it, they took my trio. That would make it a whole lot easier. Plus, he's got an occult surveillance service that's going to be murder to evade. You don't use Eileen's makeup, do you? Especially not the mascara. Do I look like a dumb blonde? She snorts. Pale Grace is for department store sales clerks and middle management types trying to glam up their suits. Good for you, because he's got a contagious proximity awareness binding mixed in with it. That's what he married Eileen for. That's why he bankrolled her business. The goddamn seagulls weren't how he was watching us. They were just cover. It was all the 30-something tourist women. All of them. At least the ones who take the free samples down at the promenade. And I reckon if he's got any sense, all of the crew on his boat will be using it, or something similar. At least they'll all have beautiful complexions. She pauses. So what does he want with us? Why are we still alive? You're alive because he wants you to do a job. Me? Probably because he needs someone to monologue at. He said something about a gesh, but I'm not sure what he meant. And we're still entangled, so I guess... I stop. While I was wibbling, Ramona realized something. You're right. It is the gesh, she says sharply. Which means nothing's going to happen until we arrive. So go to sleep, Bob. You're going to need all the sleep you can get before tomorrow. But, lights out. And with that, she pushes me out of her head, blocking me off from that sudden flash of understanding.
This ends Disc 7.